This is the Comstock Report for September 30th, 2021. I'm Joe Camp. The September stocks report featured bearish soybean surprises. Grains moved higher at the start of Thursday's session as outside markets were stabilizing on news that the government shutdown was likely to be averted. The Senate was expected to vote on a stopgap spending measure that would fund the government, but only until December 3rd. A shutdown would otherwise occur when the government's fiscal year closes tonight at midnight. Government shutdowns will remain a risk while lawmakers debate over the debt ceiling and federal budget. USDA services and farmer programs are also at risk of shutting down if the federal government does, which could get in the way of future crop reports. The government analysts issued two key crop updates today in the quarterly grain stocks and annual small grain summary reports. Soybean futures were the most impacted by a stocks report showing old crop inventories 81 million bushels larger than expected due to an upward adjustment of the same amount to 2020 soybean production. Corn stocks were about 70 million bushels bigger than expected, but the report included bullish reductions to last year's yield in acres. The two reports were broadly bullish for wheat since they showed larger than anticipated stocks left over from last year and smaller than expected production for this year. For the September grain stocks report, for corn stocks as of September 1st were estimated at 1.24 billion bushels, down 36% from a year ago, and that was compared to the average trade estimate of 1.155 billion bushels. And so it was about 70 million bushels bigger than that average guess. On-farm corn stocks made up 32% of the total, and off-farm stocks were the remaining 68%. USDA revised the 2020 U.S. corn crop lower by 80.8 million bushels based on a reduction of harvested acreage from 82.5 to 82.3 million acres, and the yield was lowered from 172 to 171.4 bushels per acre. Notable changes included individual state yield estimates going down by one for Illinois to 191 bushels an acre, down for Iowa by one to 178, down for Minnesota by one to 191, and down for Nebraska by one to 180 bushels per acre. So the immediate reaction was about neutral, but then eventually negative for corn futures based off soybeans. For soybeans, the grain stocks report found soybean stocks that were measured at 256 million bushels, down 51% on the year, and that was against an average trade guess at 174 million bushels, so about 80 more million bushels than was expected. On-farm stocks were 27% of the total, and off-farm stocks were 73%. Soybean stocks were more than anticipated because USDA made a surprisingly large upward revision to last year's crop size. Harvested acres increased from 82.3 to 82.6 million, while yield was bumped by 0.8 bushels to 51 bushels per acre. Notable additions to 2020 state soybean yields include Arkansas up a bushel and a half to 51.5 bushels an acre. Illinois was up 1 to 60 BPA last year. Indiana soybean yield was up 1 to 59 bushels per acre. Iowa was up 1 bushel to 54 bushels per acre. And Minnesota was also up 1 to 50 bushels per acre last year. For wheat, the all stocks report found 1.78 billion bushels, down 18% from a year ago, and that was lower than the average trade estimate of 1.852 billion. So on-farm wheat holdings contributed 24% of the total, and off-farm was 76%. Wheat production estimates for the small grain summary report were friendly relative to pre-report expectations like the wheat stocks report, especially in this case for the winter wheat classes. All wheat production was called 1.65 million bushels, down 10% for the year, and yield was estimated at 44.3 bushels per acre versus 44.5 currently in the balance sheet. For hard red winter, production was 750 versus an estimate of 780. Similarly, soft red lower red winter wheat was lower, with USDA at 361 relative to 364. Hard red spring at 331. That's million bushels of production in 2021 versus an estimate of 327. And they also had spring wheat estimates that were a little bit higher, again, offsetting what was a more bullish reduction of production ideas for the winter crops. Oats production was called a record low at 39.8 million bushels, which was 39% lower from last year. Barley output was 118 million bushels, down 31%. Corn futures were pulled lower ultimately in sympathy with soybeans today, but losses were limited and eventually almost erased after the report was digested as largely neutral relative to expectations. December 21 corn was down 2.25 to 536.75, while December 22 corn was up 2.75 to 522.75. For soybeans, it was no doubt a bearish report relative to expectations. The crop size going up by 80.8 million bushels was a surprise for the trade that leaned bearish, and that's why we did observe a close for soybeans lower by 27.75 were the November futures to 12.56 last tick. Wheat, it was, though, two, as mentioned, friendly crop reports for that grain. And what we'll see now is, because we had diverging outcomes for these reports for the different crops, it could be that spreading is going to remain active across crop markets. Spread volume has been picking up lately as the incentives for storage change based on harvest results and new cash grain flows. And traders will begin adjusting positions too in light of new information from today's reports that will help form expectations for the coming WASDE report on October 12th. Spreading is also likely to remain active as market participants adjust their views regarding crop acreage for next year. This has been the Comstock Report for September 30th, recapping the quarterly grain stocks and small grain summary reports. A mixed close for corn, lower for soybeans, and higher for wheat here coming into Friday's trade. This has been Joe. If you would like more information on Comstock, please visit our website at comstock.com or give our office a call at 712-227-1110.